Good afternoon with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. A single-engine plane crashed yesterday in a remote area off the Elliott Highway. Alaska State Troopers say they got a report around 1:30 p.m. yesterday about an aircraft that went down about 9 miles northwest of milepost 131 on the Elliott. A trooper helicopter flew to the site and picked up the pilot, who declined medical treatment. A trooper report does not identify the pilot or have any information about the plane or how badly it's damaged. The report says the cause of the crash was unknown and the National Transportation Safety Board has been notified. Three people, including a crew member on a small cruise ship docked in Petersburg, tested positive for COVID-19. KFSK reports that the Petersburg Medical Center reported the first COVID case with an out-of-state visitor on Thursday, then on Friday reported two more on board the 162-passenger American Constellation had tested positive for the virus. All three disembarked in Petersburg and are isolating. The company that owns the ship, American Cruise Lines, has left a representative in Petersburg to assist the three. According to a statement from the company, two of the three positive cases are in people who are fully vaccinated. The company reported that all passengers on board are fully vaccinated and they were allowed to come ashore in Petersburg. There are crew members on board the ship who are not fully vaccinated and they're considered close contacts of the ill colleague and are being quarantined and tested. American Cruise Lines is canceling its next scheduled cruise departing on July 14th. A former top aide to Governor Mike Dunleavy has returned to the governor's office. Alaska Public Media reports that Brett Huber has been hired as a senior policy advisor for statehood defense. The governor's office describes Huber's job as, quote, pushing back on attempts from President Joe Biden's federal agencies to overregulate and overreach on Alaskans, unquote. I'm Dan Bross.